Yes, hi. It's Naftali with Family First.
Hi, my name is Marika Pratt. I was calling back to, I got a text about my mom getting approved and for me to be her caregiver, and I have to like fill out a caregiver form.
Right. One second. Someone texted you to fill out the caregiving form.
Natalia?
Natalia, let me check. Let me check.
Natalie? Nuff. I don't know.
My name is Naftali.
It was
Let's see.
you.
Okay, one second. Let's see what it texted you. As a and what is the patient's name that you're applying for?
Arlene Pratt.
Oh, for Arlene Pratt. Okay, yeah. So Arlene got approved for the waiver. Well, after going back and forth, she's finally approved. The question is, who will be the caregiver? Because it's listed over here that you will be the caregiver.
Yes.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and fill out with you the form. Just give me one moment. Pull that up. I have it here. So your first name is Malika,
Yes.
and last name is Pratt. Copy. $8 are consumed. And the patient's name. So is Alina your mother?
Yes.
Oh, great. She will leave the facility.
Leave what facility?
She's right now with living in the facility, you know, with Darl, someone taking
Oh,
care.
yeah. I guess I could call it that.
So I guess she's okay. Now, so the best phone number for the intake team to call you will be this number, 267-819-5796.
Yes.
Okay. And what is your address?
My address is 1711 Kennedy Street.
1711 Henry Street.
Kennedy, K-E-N, yeah,
Yeah, go ahead.
N-N-E, Kennedy Street.
Okay.
Philadelphia, PA, 19124.
Okay, and what is the best email address for you?
It's Malika, M as in money, Pratt at Gmail.
Okay. And putting in the gender and then the language. And then it's just something that I need to ask. Did you get vaccinated for COVID?
No.
No. Okay. And I'm assigning this to Monica. Okay. So the intake team will reach out to you to get you ready for the next steps of onboarding. Send you some links. They will reach out later today or maybe tomorrow. Now for the patient, with whom can I be in contact regards to setting up the service coordinator assessment for the insurance to assess how many hours the patient needs? Who can help with that?
You have to call her for that, but I feel like somebody already did that.
No, she had other assessments. She had the broker assessment and other stuff, the agent agency assessment. Then she had lately a reassessment from the broker because the file was closed by the county. They had to reopen it. But now she's just waiting I think she's waiting for the service coordinator. I think that's the step that she's up to. Who should know besides Aline? Is someone, you know, like taking care of her, like, or someone knows that?
Well, her insurance is UPMC. Yeah.
Yes.
And I believe her coordinator is Sean.
Sean, do you have the information of the coordinator, like any phone number or email address?
Oh, I don't have any of that information. I think you have to call the insurance. They don't give me any of that information. Even when I call, I have to say I'm calling for him, and then they'll call me back. I don't know anything.
Okay, so I guess I'll try to reach out with Aline together to UPMC to find out. Okay, perfect. So the entity will reach out to you soon. Thank you very much. I appreciate your call back.
All right, thank you.
Have a good day.